And now we return to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. Jack Flanders has found himself in a small valley, apparently on a plane of existence he was never aware of before. Following a narrow yellow brick road that leads out of the valley and up through the mountains, Jack suddenly looks up and sees, shimmering in the sun, high upon a mountaintop, the seven spiral palace of the wicked Kubla Kubla.
This is very reminiscent of Inverness. But Inverness doesn't have the smell of evil this place has. And yet I don't feel afraid. Maybe it's the staff the old fellow lent me. I feel very strong.
But as he draws closer and closer to the palace, the air begins to chill around him. The birds become rather scarce, and Jack's courage begins to decrease with each step.
Oh, this place is too creepy. Darn, it's impossible to get around it in any way. What would Lord Jowls have done? Wait a minute. What he might have done is send his mind in first. In that way, I'll be able to check the place out and watch my body, too. By going into my alpha level, I can be in two places at the same time. Auntie Giles's fake intercom did come in handy after all. It showed me I could do it. Now, let's see. Take three deep breaths and count down. Three. 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 Two. Two, two, one, one, one. There. I'm in the alpha level. Now, through that thick door. What a strange castle. Very high vaulted ceilings. It's odd. It appears vacant. The yellow brick road curves through the dining hall, past this long, heavy oak table. Everything is covered with dust. This place hasn't been jumping in some time. Now the road seems to... Yes, it must be the main hall. It is. The road leads straight to the throne, then turns left and continues on. From there, it must lead out of the castle. Well, I guess I'll return to my body and think this thing out. Ah, there. I guess it's okay to continue on if I can just get this door open. Oh, it's not locked. Feels like it hasn't been opened in centuries. I think I'll leave it open a crack just in case I have to beat a quick retreat. Hey, what the... It closed behind me. Oh, shoot. It's locked. Oh, boy, now I'm in a fine pickle. Well, I guess I may as well continue onwards. Where am I now? Oh, this is the dining hall. Let's see, past the long oak table again. Hey, wait a minute. That's strange. This table was covered with dust a moment ago. Now it's perfectly... Hello, what's this? A setting. A fork and a knife and a plate and goblet and a large covered silver platter. I wonder what's beneath that lid. I'll peek. No, on second thought, I won't peek. I think I'll just keep going instead. Oh, here's the main hall. And the throne at the end there, yeah. Maybe it'll be smooth going after all. Wait a minute. There wasn't anyone sitting in that throne before. Is he alive? An old man with a beard down to his knees. Well, if he is still alive, he must be asleep. I might just be able to tiptoe past. Uh-oh. An eyelid lifts.
Oh, dear, I love her.
My exchange a few words with a rawnry old man.
Oh, hi there. Look, I really don't have much time, you see. I'm just passing through.
Time? What is time? Have you ever tried to time time?
Time, time? Where I come from, that's what they do all the time. Clocks.
Clocks! Pray, let me see your hands. What is the time of your destiny?
The time of my destiny?
Perhaps it's circular.
A circular destiny?
To repeat over and over until the lesson is learned.
Yeah. Look, it's been nice talking with you, but I've
Pray,
really got to...
Pray, a ringer a little while a longer. I'm a very ornery king. No subjects, as you can see.
Well, who sets the table?
Ah, supper time. Hark, the supper bell ringing far off across the autumn fields as the cherry blossoms silently flutter down upon the snowy ground. Will you have supper?
Look, I'd really prefer to continue on if
on
you don't...
down the yellow brick road?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, then someday when you are as old as I and your beard is so long you can tuck the tip into the top of your shoe, I hope you'll have more tolerance than I have for you.
Well, I'm sorry.
Trust is such a fragile thing.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, young man. May your path lead you to a present now.
Yeah, I'll see you.
Well, I may as well have a nibble in the great dining hall. Yes, what have we here? Wild grouse, a feast fit for a king.
It led me right back to the dining hall.
Yes, yes. It's a tricky furrow. A little like treading upon the back of a snake. At any moment, it's liable to turn and nip at you.
Well, how do I get out of here?
Out of here?
Jack Flanders has entered the mysterious fourth tower. He followed a narrow yellow brick road through a valley and into the mountains, finally entering the palace of the allegedly wicked Kubla Kubla. After having a brief chat with the old king, Jack continued on his merry way, but found that instead of leading out of the palace, the road circled around and back into the dining hall of Kubla Kubla.
Welcome back, Traveler of the Stars.
Look, how do I get out of this place?
Won't you join me in some supper?
I'm not hungry.
The roast grouse is most delicious.
No, thank you.
How about some peas? They're lovely. Look at the way they roll about on the plate, like hundreds of little green eyeballs. So much fun to stab. Your green eyes with their soft eyes. Your eyes that promise sweet nights. Bring to my soul a longing. A thirst for love divine.
Look, could you just tell me how to get out of here?
Won't you at least have some whole wheat bread?
No, no, thanks. I would just want to get...
very nourishing. Good for the teeth. Stone ground keeps them sharp. Ah, here I'm mashed potato. I love mashed potato. Great steaming shovelfuls of mashed potato. And asparagus. At least you have some asparagus, eh?
I just want to get out of here.
Oh, well, then, let me help you. Excuse me. There is a key somewhere.
Oh, good.
Let me see. Where did I put the... No, not here. Not here. I must have left it some... Ah, I remember. I'll be right back. Oh, have some dessert. Gooseberry pie, I believe. It's beneath the large covered platter there. Oh, it's cool and limpid green.
Oh, Lord. I've stepped into it this time. Gooseberry pie. No. Much as I'd like to have some gooseberry pie, there's something about that covered platter, as though it were waiting just for me. Well, maybe just a tiny peek under the cover. It's a big pie, isn't it? Golden brown, freshly baked. Well, he did offer me some. It's probably all right. I'll just slide it over here and slice me a big... Wait a minute. Did I see that crust bulge? As though something bumped its head against the top? Do you think there's something inside? Well, I'll just take a little peek under the crust here. Just raise up one side, just a hairline of a peek. Well, it's dark under the crust, but now I think I can... Good God! There's thousands of tiny little green eyes staring at me. Oh, let me out of here. I'm getting out of here.
Not so fast. One moment. I just remembered that he has been baked into the gooseberry pie. So, does not that make your nostrils snort with approval? Would you care for a piece of pie?
No. I just want to leave right now.
Let's see. I'll slice it right across the top, like this!
And then it happens. The moment the knife blade slices through the thin upper crust, the whole pie explodes into life. Out they pour, thousands of them. Green demon eyes glaring, sharp little teeth snapping, claws clutching. It's the dreaded demented demon dwarves.
Oh, yikes! Let me out of here! Feet, do your stuff!
Too late, for the wicked Kubla Kubla points with a crooked arthritic finger and says, and they jump upon Jack like a flash. Even the strength of his healthy aura cannot hold back these fiendish devils as they climb under his arms and up his pant leg and tickle mercilessly.
Hey, cut that out! Cut it out! Take this and take that!
Yes, Jack has remembered his sturdy staff, and he unleashes it with deadly accuracy, sending the demented little demons flying every which way. But more and more come leaping out of the gooseberry pie. Jack is forced to retreat, finally forced to turn on his heels and flee, whacking this way and that way as the demented demon dwarves follow in hot-hopping, gleeful pursuit. But as before, the narrow yellow brick road leads Jack right back through the great dining hall. And yet again they pass by. Is there no way out for our hero? Possibly not. And what about the wicked Kubla Kubla? Is that all you have to say, you wicked man?
No, one more thing. A donkey laden with books is neither an intellectual nor a wise man, for it is said, however much one studies, one cannot know without action.
Cool and my searching for happiness I fear.
Tune in at this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
I'm back in the fourth tower. I've got to seal this door before they enter the tower. Otherwise, they'll overrun all of Inverness. What a nauseating thought.
Too late to close. For as Jack pushes the heavy door, they push back with a force greater than his. His feet slip on the damp stone floor, and in they pour into the fourth tower. One over the other. The fourth tower is produced by ZBS Media.